Sunday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
It goes like this. There was a friend of mine that had a buggy, right? A pram. A buggy that was in the shopping centre, and she asked her friend if she can look after the buggy, wasn't a baby inside, look after the buggy just for a few minutes because she needs someone to look after the buggy. And Amaisa, let's call Rochel, was looking after Leah's buggy. So Rochel was looking after, and Amaisa, obviously Leah wasn't 1 minute, it was more than 1 minute, it was 5 minutes, whatever. And Rochel took the chance, and she said, look, I've got to go, I'm not hanging around here looking after the animal's buggy. And she took the chance that Leah's going to be back, it's all going to be Beseda, it's fine, Leah's going to be okay, she's going to get her buggy. And Amaisa, Rochel went away, and Leah gives her a call, where's the buggy? Yeah, it's got stolen, it's £190. It's £190 buggy. That's the cheap ones. And the shaila is, does she, it's usually him, does she have to pay, does Rochel have to pay up for Shmira? This is a downright pshia, really. This is a pshia. What would you say to the shaila? Imagine someone came to you, the shaila, Imagine you were asked to look after something and you didn't, and you took the chance, that's okay. What would you say? No, she didn't say 5 minutes. I was just joking, right? Maisa, it was given about 5 minutes and she took the chance. She said, I want to catch the bus. I'm leaving it like that. It's only about 2 minutes. She's going to be back in about 2 minutes. What would you say to such a shaila? You say mechuyev or not mechuyev? Why? The mission is that Shomer Chinam, a person is looking after someone else's object. He's a Shomer Chinam is chayv on Pshia. So, L'chayra, this person should have to pay out from his pocket £190 to pay out for the pram. You should know the Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting halacha that the Yesh Imrim that you chayv, but Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that says that for Shmira, to be a Shomer, you have to do an act to be koinerit for din Shmira. If I say I am going to look after your watch, I don't become mechayev even for pshia. That's not mechayev me. Yeah, zot the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh mi she'omer she'eino chayev. I'm not chayev as a shomer chinam, even if for pshia. At sheyim shoich until I do a meshicha, right? I push the pram, I pull it, I do hagbor over mokum shemeshicha koina. Dafkin mokum shemeshicha koina. Zot the shach v'chein ikka. It's an interesting halacha. This person Rochel can say, I'm very sorry, Leah. I really apologize. I took the chance. The man said, I didn't touch the pram, and I'm potter.
If she would have put it in the corner, safely.
Now, if she would have said, if Leah wanted Rochel to take a chrayas on what she's doing, then Leah could have easily told her, just push it to the corner and take it and look after it. Azar, to show that you're looking after it. But just to give Rochel a buggy and to tell her to look after it, isn't enough la halacha, the shach pastin, like the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's definitely enough to say that you're not mechuyev to pay. Maybe it's a nice thing to do, but al pi halacha is one of those things that you think, why shouldn't you be mechuyev? You said you're going to look after it. You're mekabel. The Shulchan Aruch says you're mekabel all of the shmoy, and I feel like you're potter. It's an interesting case in Shulchan Aruch.
She herself
puts it on. Yeah. So you've got to make sure if you're looking after someone else. That makes a kinyan. So you see over here, for Shmira, in order for you to be a Shemir Chinam, a Shemir Socha, there has to actually be a kinyan involved. They have to actually do something with the object. Okay, sorry? Yeah, pushing a Mashiach, Mashiach's Koina, as long as it's Mechotz Hashem, Shoshneim, Mechotz Hashem, Shemir Socha as well. Shemir Socha also has to have a kinyan. Usually your Koina, when someone tells you to take a bottle of whiskey to Eretz Yisrael, so you pick up the bottle of whiskey, and so your Koina, that's why I was Chayv. Okay, that was back to that case. Right, next one. What would you say, just to finish off, I can't tell you. This is Santa Shaila. There is a concept in halacha called Gneivas Das. It's the Issa of Gneivas Das. That you can't show someone else your will of giving them extra when you don't really intend to. You know, come over Friday night. Do you want to come over a Friday night meal? And I tell you, please, I would really like you to come. The man said, I know that you can't make it. And I'm just saying so to show you that that's where we're holding in the relationship. And therefore, Zot the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Taka and Issa of Gneivas Das. Oh, yeah. Now, the person actually discussed that, and they say it's okay. Just as a one-off, that's okay. But if they actually show a few times that I really want you to come, and you know deep down they can't come, that would be a Gnevus Das, which is an Issa Pashas Menater, and it applies to Goyim as well. That's an interesting chap. Gnevus Das, Gneva applies to Goy, so it would apply to Goy. Here comes the Shaila. The Shaila is that you want to look after your front garden. You're very nervous about people coming. You're very nervous about some Goyim coming into your house. So what you want to do is you go to B&Q, you go to any local shop, and you buy a plaque that says, beware of the dog, right? Or you buy a plaque that says, CCTV. Or it says, smile, you're on video or something, yeah? You buy such a thing, you stick it over there on your office, on your workshop, on your garage, on your car. Why? Yeah, I can see Rabbi already said it's not. But the shaila is, why should it not be Gnevus Das? Gnevus Das is, I've tricked you into something. I've tricked you believing that, yeah, I really want you to come over to me. And I want to give you this. And I see the heart's not about them. So why, when it comes to over here, I've said that I've got over here a dog that you've got to be aware of. Why is that not considered Gnevus Das? It's very easy to say it's not Gnevus Das. I want to show you a pitchas. Go on.
I'll keep you out where you're meant to be.
I think Rukhaim is already touching onto it. I think he's saying that. Let's just throw another Havon in Gnevus. Gnevus Das is not stammer, I cheated you. There's no real issue in cheating you that's going to lead you to give me more than I would have got before. So let's say I meet you on the street. I'm not asking, I don't expect to get anything from you, but if I show extra interest in you, and I say, you know, come over here, then over the period of time, then you might be giving me something that you wouldn't have necessarily given had I not started using all these terms. Right? That is the vault of Gnevus Das. I'm telling you that I really want you to come to this, and I want to, you know, you're saying all things you're intending to give you, and really it's not lemaisa. The gneva of it is that you might wish to give me something in return of these flowery terms that I've told you. That is what the havon in gneva is. That's kumtois. The fundraiser we discussed. Yeah, it's a different. That will be part of stocker. That could be a different sugya. But when it comes to the be aware of the dog shaila, the be aware of the dog is much better off, because it's not pshat. I'm telling you something which is shtusim that you might in return give me something extra. I'm not going to get anything extra. I'm just telling you a lie that you should keep off my property. That's not including Gnevus Das. I'm not getting anything back from you other than just saving you from coming into my property. So that's the chilek and the havona why it's not Gnevus Das. Let's move on to Noch HaShaila.
Does Gnevus Das have to have a kavona behind it?
What do you mean?
Oh
yeah, sorry, yeah. Gnevus Das is only if you go over the regular, as they mentioned about giving an invitation to an oval, or giving an invitation to stun the person, that even if you hope he doesn't come. You know they got another chasna, making chasna that night. There's no issa. The issa is only if it's go, you extend further than that and you show extra interest. This is just part of being nice, part of being a gentleman. Sorry?
You sell something and put it in a nice box and it's worth nothing.
Ah, yeah, that's definitely, Shulchanov speaks about that. There's a simon foolish about that. Yeah, okay, let's move on. Obviously, let's move on to Nochazachis. Someone shared with me, I just have to share with you. Again, this shi'i is just more the random shi'i, because really we're going straight into Hilchos Brachos Mitzvah tomorrow. I've just got to clear up a bit of mess from Hilchos Chesham Mishpat. There's a few geschmack and akudas. Someone mentioned, you mentioned a geschmack raya, very nice raya. We mentioned last week that Gezel Shena is a borrowed term of Gezela. There's no such thing stealing sleep. You didn't steal anything. I grab your glasses, I've got your glasses. I grab your car, I've got your car. And I didn't grab anything from you, I disturbed you. So the Loshon Gezel Akum is a borrowed term. It's not really Gezel, it's under the Issa of Okay. The geschmack raya, which you mentioned, very nice raya. It's a very geschmack raya. The story in Gemara, in Kiddushin, tells us, Ad heichon kibad avayim. How far does kibad avayim go? Omer Belozer, Belozer says, Kegoin Doma ben Esina, the story, the famous story with the goy, Doma ben Esina, which the Chachomim knocked on the door to say that we want to buy the stone of the Choshen, and he didn't want to wake up his father, and he got a big reward. The Gemara says, concludes with one line, Uma, Misha Eina Metzuva Va'isa. He's not commanded in doing so. kach, he gets such reward. Anachnu, Bnei Yisrael, which are, we are mitzvah in Kibbutz Ba'im, all the more so we're going to get loads and loads of reward. That's what the Gemara says. Listen to such a pinchas, how you see from this Gemara, there's no such thing as gezel akum. If you wake someone up, chas v'shalom, you're not over gezela, right? Why? Sorry? Gezel shena. You're not over gezel shena. What's pshat? Because, were it to be an issa gezel shena to wake someone up, a ben noyach is mechuyving in gezel. A ben noyach is, there's an issa gezel applies to a ben noyach. So how can the Gemara say, Ma misha einu metzuva va'oisa kach? If already Ben Noach is not metzuva kach, he gets such reward. He is metzuva. So you see, there's no gezela. You see, there's no gezel shena doesn't apply. Will not apply for waking someone up. That's just like a shmak arai that you see from the Gemara in Kiddushin. That is no such concept. Next one, I want to ask you such a shaila. This shaila happened a few weeks ago. We'll keep all names and places completely confidential. If it goes like, I'm not sure I'm saying it, we'll keep it anonymous. It goes like this. There was a person that had a car, and Reuven had his car, and he told Shimon, please take my car, I'm going away, and I want you to take my car and do a certain job that I always do when I'm in town, I've got a job. So take my car, here's the key, look after it, do the job, I'll pay you £20, £30, whatever it costs. Whatever money I get for that day for doing that service, here you go, do me a favour, I'm out on Tuesday, and give me the key back Tuesday night. Kachava. Shimon gets in the car, maybe he's not used to the clutch, maybe he's not used to the car, maybe it's too powerful, and the Maisa, he bangs into someone, causing a damage of just over £1,000. Now, the Maisa went that this Reuven, the owner of the car, just paid the £1,000 just to settle all things. What would you say, who is obligated to pay, let's call it Levi, the person who got his car damaged. So who would you say is obligated to pay the £1,000? Reuven, the car owner, who had given over the job over to Shimon? Or Shimon, the person who actually did the bang and caused the damage of £1,000? What would you say is more
question? It's not a
Shimon, you would have thought Shimon's the...
It's not a
Shimon. Okay, he's not... Yeah, it's more of a seichel. What would you say in that case? I mean... It's more than that. Forget about Shoyel Soicha. The fact is, he's Mukhayyim. He did the damage. So I let's call him what you like. Soicha, Shoyel, Lemaisi, he did the damage. Listen to the chat that came up. The chat that came up is Shimon turns around saying, I should pay £1,000. £1,000? Take out insurance. You make a claim. Call up, yeah, anyway, legally, officially call up and say that there was a claim. Yeah, that's what the Marsham we mentioned last week. But the Maisa, Shimon said, I'm not paying a penny. Call up the insurance will sort out. £1,000, I should pay £1,000. You can see I'm doing this small job for £20, meager £20. I'm not paying £1,000. Go and claim from insurance. Is that a taina? Okay, so he's saying, claim from insurance. Let's assume that's a taina. And that, because of that taina, Reuven ended up paying £1,000. But the chap is, well, it's a tiny chap, is that the excess was £250. So the excess that Reuven anyway would have to have paid out were he to claim insurance, that anyway he would have to pay, so Shimon should zecher b'mechuyev to pay at least for the excess, because Moloshach, Shimon can't tie and say claim from insurance. Insurance won't pay the £250. So the Maisa were working out that Reuven should have to Shimon should have to pay up at least for the excess towards that crash. But what mitzad that taina that we said before that Shimon can what do you think? You think Shimon can taina and say just take out from insurance? What would you say to Zazach? He did the damage of £1,000. You say that Shimon can taina. Look, it's a very normal thing. Everyone's got insurance. I'm driving insurance. That is a quite good svara. But the other svara to say that he should be mechuyev in excess. That's definitely he should be chayev in excess. Can Reuven now claim that the premium in the next 5 years, I'm going to have to show, I'm going to have to declare to any insurance company that's going to cost that the next 5 years that I took out a claim. And because of that, you speak to any mumcha, they'll tell you it goes up at least £20. They'll tell you exactly at least, maybe at least £15 a year, or first 20 and then a bit lower, something like that. Can I claim another £100 for the next 5 years? What would you say to that? So that already is already a grom agarmi. Sorry? Yeah, that could be already easier to get around. But at least the excess, that's definitely something Shimon Chayav. Okay, next one. There's quite a lot going on over here. The Shiloh is, what's the time now? We've got, okay. So I'll tell you what we're going to have to do, because tomorrow we'll have to get into brachos. There's a lot of chidushim. I tell you, these granola bars are causing a lot of headache, and the Mitzvah Shem, we've got a few chidushim coming along. I just want to, mamash bekitza bimasakim, the ikka and yonim that would come out from what we saw. We discussed the Shiloh of the cake Shabbos afternoon, that you go to the Ezos Noshim and you see leftover cake. And we said that there could be a Shiloh over there, because you can't necessarily say that the owner isn't makbid, because some people are makbid, and therefore it's similar to the chocolate shayla. We discussed in Shulchan Aruch, you find two halachas. There's one halacha when the moshal the bushes shayla, right, in front of a person's house. If you've got bushes, some people like have a habit to put their fingers, to feed their fingers through leaves, and we said there's no shayla of geneva there, because no one is makbid. Masha'inkin, if you have a bar of chocolate in front of you, and I grab a piece saying that, yeah, I think you'll be okay with it, that we say is not enough. That's not good enough to think that you won't be makbid, because it's something that which be'etmi are makbid. So the shayla of the cake, that could be a shayla. We discussed the shayla of the gazela. I'm going to ask Lischa, you go to your sister's house and she's got a child there, that the child is sucking a dummy. So you go over there and you pull the dummy. I say, hi uncle, how are you? You pull the dummy out of his mouth. You don't need the dummy, you're already a big boy. And you go like this, and you say you try and catch it, and then the child tries to get it back from you. So that, Rabbi Von Pam, he's got a letter to explain how that could be a shayla of gazela, because you're stealing something, even if you're going to give it back to the child, but that's gazela. L'schoik, which the Rambam says, is it's a gazela. How come you're going to give it back to him? He's not happy with that, your game. He's quite happy to leave him alone, right? He might find it funny, but maybe another time. So he's, you know, you take away a Playmobil and throw away somewhere as a joke, right? So the annoying uncle comes along, And it plays around with him. So that is a shayla which Rav Ron Pam says that could be a shayla of gazela. And no chazach is, we discussed the Chofetz Chaim that says that bargaining with a person who did the service for you after he's finished the service, so the boiler guy comes along and he's done a whole service, he spent an hour and a half, and he says £150. You say, what? £150? Last time it was 90, and my friend he did for 110. So can we settle 120? And you get him down. Chofetz Chaim says that's the emes a shayla of gazela. Because once it's done, it's done. You have to arrange before the service. No chazach, as we discussed, is shtamshut v'karaka. Okay, we'll cut our time. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish off the sikkum and get straight into the chazach.
The question on Tuesday.